Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. We've talked about the Audioboom mobile app before. Here at Rain News, we use both the Android and the iOS versions, depending on the circumstances. One of the best features of both is that you can record on the fly, and this might be the best part of all, you can trim the recording before uploading it, so you can edit it right in the app. That is so useful and actually fun to do. Now, of course, not everybody is a content creator. If you like listening to audio, the daily download feature in the app is terrific. It automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone each morning, so it's ready to play when you're ready to go. And it doesn't matter whether you've got a data signal or not. There's important news about podcasting, and we've learned more about who listens to radio. We'll get to all of that and more. First, a reminder, Rain Summit West is coming up on April 12th in Las Vegas. It is the leading information and networking conference for the streaming audio industry. As always, it'll be a full day of panels, research presentations, a keynote speech from Anthony Bay. He's the CEO of Ardio. And, of course, the famous Rain cocktail mixer at the end. Join us. For information, go to rainnews.com and click on Summits. A major Hispanic radio star is moving into podcasting. It's Eddie Piolin Sotelo. Known best simply as Piolin, a nickname which means Tweety Bird, he is bringing El Show de Piolin to Podcast One. That's the podcast network founded by and run by Norm Pattis, who in a former career was an influential radio executive. Podcast One gets exclusive distribution of the program and will also sell advertisements into it. Piolin himself widens his audience significantly. This is Podcast One's first venture into the Hispanic programming market. Speaking of podcasts, last week we discussed a new podcast measurement system announced by Triton Digital and Edison Research, a kind of podcast rating system. It's not here yet, but will probably be launched sometime this year. In the meantime, Edison Research released data from its Infinite Dial survey, which shines light on how many people listen to podcasts. It's about 89 million in the U.S., or 33% of the adult and teen populations. According to the research, podcast listeners skew toward being educated and prosperous. That's good news for podcast advertising sales networks, which are probably inserting that Edison data into their presentations right now. One other point, podcast listeners are voracious. 64% of them listen to at least 3 shows a week, and 15% listen to an amazing 11 shows or more. It's easy to imagine that podcasting could start biting into the market share of radio. Speaking of radio, ratings company Nielsen released its quarterly total audience report for the fourth quarter of last year. It shows a complicated radio picture. The cumulative reach of broadcast radio in the U.S. is holding steady year over year in absolute numbers. That's not taking into consideration population growth. One important radio rating statistic is time spent listening, which is also called TSL. The amount of time people spent with radio dropped 3% in 1 year. It's also worth noting that radio listening skews older, pretty dramatically. Boomers listen more than millennials, and millennials listen much more than digital natives. That's that young 12 to 17 group. We learned that Pandora is planning a mini subscription for users who don't wish to pay $5 a month for the normal subscription service, which eliminates commercials, but who do want to temporarily remove the advertisements. It'll be a 99-cent one-day pass. That's a good idea. It's ideal for when you're hosting a party or planning a day at the beach and you want to soundtrack it with Pandora, but without the commercial interruption. Digital dashboards and internet radio in cars. You might not have all that in your car. The average age of cars in America is 11 and a half years. The nationwide fleet is pretty old. But digital dashboards are becoming big business and an important part of how cars are built right now. Apple announced that its digital dashboard system, called CarPlay, is rolling out on a bigger scale this year, built into 40 new car models. CarPlay turns the dashboard screen into a simplified version of iOS. That's Apple's mobile operating system that runs iPhones. It's a safety-first interface in the car, one that allows you to stream internet radio or a music service through the car's music system. You do have to bring an iPhone or iPad into the car to make it work, but then you don't have to fiddle with the actual device in order to hear music. The apps available to you on the dashboard are the ones in your phone, which are CarPlay enabled. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.